Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at how life is found in following Jesus, and we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. We're looking at the life of the Apostle Peter and how God called him from being a fisherman to becoming a fisher of men. And this past Sunday, here's the passage we read in Matthew 17. It says this: "And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.' When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, 'Rise and have no fear.'" I mean, this is the passage, if you've been around the church any, you know this is the transfiguration, the point where Jesus actually kind of uncloaks his flesh, and they see him for who he really is, that he is the glorified Son of Man, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He appears with Moses and Elijah, which to any Jewish boy would have known this represents the law and the prophets. All the revelation of God the Father, Moses and Elijah are the representation of that, and Jesus is there with them. Now, it's interesting that, there's a cloud kind of overshadows them, and the Father says, "This is my Son, listen to him," basically saying he is the fulfillment of all the law and the prophets. But let's look at it through the eyes of Peter for a second. What does Peter do? He says, "Jesus, it's good that we're here. Let me make three tents." Basically, let's stay here. Let's never leave. Let's have a moment. Let's live in this moment forever. This is one of those mountaintop experiences that Christians talk about. If you've never had one of those experiences, let me kind of describe what that means. There's a moment in the believer's life where God does something so miraculous. It could be an answer to prayer. It could be a situation. It could be a circumstance. This moment where you start to recognize God for who he really is. You realize who Jesus is, that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see how he intersects your life. And on those moments, your faith just, it's like doing somersaults, right? I can think of so many times like that in my life where I've had those. I remember on a mission trip one time, I was getting ready to share the gospel with someone, but I had no in. I had no way to get the conversation started. And I prayed. I said, "God, you got to do something." And out of nowhere, a wind came and blew water from a hose that was about 15 feet away from us and landed on me and the guy. The guy looks up at me and we start laughing, and he asked me what I'm doing there, and I got to share the gospel with him. I'll never forget that moment. I knew God was the one who blew the wind because the wind wasn't blowing that day. It was crazy. And yet, there are these moments with God that are, we call them mountaintop experiences. It could be an answer to prayer or something very specific that happens in your life. But here's the thing. What Peter wanted was to live there. Let's never leave this moment. Let's stay here forever. But Jesus says, "No, it's time to go." And the Father saying, "Listen to him." This is what it means, I believe, for all of us. To follow Christ, we need the revelation of the glory of Christ. But following Christ is never inside the mountaintop. We have to follow him beyond the mountaintop. Because getting to work in the kingdom, to serve and honor the Lord and to be a part of his kingdom, means that we have to go beyond just what's our experience. But he wants us to be a servant of others, as we're going to see even next week as we look further into Peter's life. But in this moment, our faith has to go beyond the mountaintop. That we need to recognize that Jesus is the one who God has called to lead us to the Father and to lead us in this world. And if we're going to follow him, we have to go beyond our own experience. What we tend to do, we always travel back to what we experience and how we want to stay there forever. We want it to be this enlightening moment. But Jesus is calling us beyond that. And we have to go beyond the mountaintop. Father, I pray that you help us to live out a life that goes beyond just our own personal experience, that you would use our life, grow our faith through those moments, but help us to be leveraged on behalf of your kingship and your glory. Lord, use us to bring light to a world that needs it so desperately. We love you, Lord. Amen. Take a second and just talk to the Lord about maybe some of your experiences or the things that are going on in your life, but help him, ask him to give you the strength to live beyond those mountaintop experiences. Till next time. God bless.